in the Spirit and living in the Spirit. Which Spirit? The Spirit of the living God. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Now, it's important when somebody, this is another tip, when somebody is preaching the word, it's important to look at the person who's preaching. What did Peter, James, and John do at the beautiful gate? What did they tell the man with the crippled man at the beautiful gate? What did they say? Did they say, look to Jesus? Look on us. The scripture says, looking unto Jesus, the author and what? Finisher of our faith. This scripture should not, the Holy Ghost didn't need to write that. He wrote it there for us so that we can tap on something. Say amen. Amen. So you look at the one who is speaking. You get something at that time. And we don't know how it works. It just works. Somebody shout hallelujah. Peter said, do what? Look on us. That means everything the guy at the beautiful, the crippled man was doing, take your mind off everything. Look at us right now. Somebody shout hallelujah. What is the end of the story of that man at the beautiful gate? Did he get his healing? He's been that way all his life. But he didn't go home the same way he came. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So I did say move. If you have little kids, they have to move. That's fine. So my focus is going to be like this. I might look that way, but you're not in my peripheral vision. When I start speaking, I might change, except the Lord is saying something to me about you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. And even when he's saying something about you, I don't focus on you. I just carry on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, so living life in the Spirit is an adventure. It's not a boring life. You begin to see a lot of things. So tonight, I'm going to try to quickly wrap some things and then get us on how does the Spirit enter me and how do I live from that realm. Praise the Lord. All right, turn your Bible quickly to go back to Romans 8. I think I stopped at verse 11 in the last, this day. I'm going to do verse 27. Just start from there. Always, Jesus says, my theme scripture is John 1:3 says, nothing was made, everything that was made by him. Jesus, the living word, and while he walked on the earth, he was moved by the Spirit. Right? Say, Jesus, all things were made by him, without him, was not anything made that was made. That's including me and you and everything else. Amen? So we want, anything we want has to come through the word. The word makes things. The word is seed. The word gets quickened by the Spirit. Something's got to activate it to come alive. Amen? So everybody's got a Bible. Some have 20 at home. Some have all kinds of version. It does nothing for you until it comes alive. So when it comes alive, it's a different story. Somebody shout hallelujah. It brings resurrection life into you. It brings life into a place that is dead. Now, Romans 8. I think I'm going to read about verse 27. So turn right there. Romans 8, 27. Says, he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. You must be in the Spirit so that the Holy Ghost will now search your mind. It's God that searches your heart. Say, knoweth everybody's heart. But he knows what is the mind of the Spirit. The Spirit's got his own mind. The soul, the human flesh, has its own mind. But you need the mind of the Spirit to override the mind of the human soul. For the mind of the human soul to hear the word of God. and to know what the rhema, what the current word of God. The logos is the written word of God, but you need to hear the rhema. What is God saying now? What is happening now? What is happening in our city now? What's happening in our nation? What is happening with a family? What is happening right now? You need the mind of the Spirit. The mind of Spirit knows exactly what God is doing, what Jesus is doing, and it can transfer it and bring it to us. And it can show us. So not only does it speak, it also shows pictures. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So the Spirit speaks, but he also shows. Jesus said, we show you all things. All things, not some things, all things. All categories of things. You name it, he can show you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even what the doctor can find that is wrong with you, the Holy Ghost can show it. And say, this is what is wrong. I remember many years ago, more than 20 years ago, I remember my father-in-law was sick, and I'm in my house, and the Lord now showed me his body and showed me him inside his body. So I could see what was wrong with him. And I told Apostle, I see it. Not did I only see what was wrong with him, I also saw that he's going to die and he's going to pass away. And exactly where they're going to lay him on, I could see it. Why did the Holy Ghost do that? To prepare. Because if he settled that he's going to heaven, he's a preacher, he's a man of God, he's a doctor, he knew God. But if he's tired and he wants to go home, you can stop anybody who's tired that wants to go to heaven. Pray all you want to pray. They're not going anywhere. Praise the Lord. Now, you're not recording me, are you? You just... Huh? Okay, that's good. I just want to make sure. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise God. All right. So now, I could see that. And I could see exactly. Same thing. More than 20 years ago, 25 years ago or so plus. Same thing. I could see when my dad was going to go to heaven. I was in my house. And God could show me. Showed me, and I told my husband, I got to go home next week. We got to buy a ticket. My dad is going home. I knew the month, and I knew when he's going to leave. And I just got a ticket and go. Nobody knew that I was coming. I showed up in the house, and my dad just finished calling my name. Right there, I was in the house and in the living room. Somebody shout hallelujah. And exactly the time he told me he was going. So I was able to prepare my mom, prepare my siblings, that he's going so they can prepare. Somebody shout hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost shows and he speaks. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now we're going to have to learn how to listen to his voice. Jesus says, my sheep know my what? My voice. And they hear my call. And they come. When I call them, a stranger's voice they do not hear. From today on, may you not hear a stranger's voice. May you hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. May he begin to speak to you. And may what he says to you be accurate. In the name of Jesus. So I said the Spirit, the Holy Ghost speaks. When Barack Obama was going to be elected, the Lord showed me. I saw him. I said he's going to have 2 terms. This is not when everybody, that's before anything was happening. The Lord showed it. Why? It's almost like you're cheating. You can see it. Not because you're that smart, but that's what the Holy Ghost is saying. Didn't make any sense. And then he said there's going to be another guy, another woman that's going to come later. And that was paling. That was way before all of that. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Lord showed that. Now I came to this and I said, Hillary is not going to win. Somebody asked me, I was in China when somebody asked me, I said, yes, it's going to be Barack Obama that's going to win. Then the second one, I was in Israel, I said, it's going to be. Some people didn't believe it, but that was it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Then I was in the plane, the day of the election, I was traveling from somewhere, I think I was coming back from Israel, I was in the plane. Another preacher came to me where I was sitting. He said, did you say what's going to win again? I said, it's Barack Obama. So while we were flying in the air, Guess what? The pilot now announced that Barack Obama is the president. Why? The Holy Ghost said he can't be wrong. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now this last election, the Lord says, is going to be a man with a golden head. Somebody shout hallelujah. You do lunch with us sometimes. I told you guys, what did I say? Now they go like they never heard. The man we have, you never heard me say that? At lunch, where you going? Like, you never heard anything. It always amazes me. I only could see the back of his head. The man has to have golden hair. I don't know if I said it here anymore. Anyway, when Peter Dosek was here, we had supper with them after service. And he was saying they were concerned. I said, what did I see? I said, I only saw somebody with the guy who's going to win is going to have gold hair. I could see the back of his head, medium-sized built man. The Holy Ghost showed that. Now, who did win the election again? It didn't look like. Am I a supporter of that? No, but if that's what God says, that's what God says. God knows all the things behind. That's none of my concern. Somebody shout hallelujah. You don't say after the fact. Can God do the same with you? Yes. I'm not more special than anybody here. You just have to have a hunger. Hunger after the things of God. And don't let people judge you by the book. You'll be so wrong. Somebody shout hallelujah. I try not to tell people that God shows me things. But in this series, it is necessary so you know. Amen? God speaks and he shows. The Holy Ghost will show you. That's what the word of God says. So ask the Holy Ghost to show you. Bible says if you lack wisdom, ask the God to give you wisdom and he will give you generously. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, Apostle knew this, not this year, way early since last year. I told him that. That's when God showed me, before anything started, before. That's when the Lord speaks. He speaks way ahead of time. God knows your future. He knows where you're going to be. And he knows who you're going to make contact with. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord said there's going to be a big surprise. That's what he said. Show the head, show the size of the body from behind, and then say it's going to be a big surprise. That was all he said. Nothing more. I don't have to add or take to it. And that's exactly what happened. You can trust the Holy Ghost because he's your God. He loves you. Amen? Don't try to figure anything out. Just say, Lord, do what you have to do. Say, Lord, do what you have to do with my life. I'm a willing vessel. Enter me and speak to me in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. We give God all the glory and the honor and the adoration. Somebody glorify the Lord. All right, so the mind of the Spirit. So Romans 8:27, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. The Spirit has a mind. Say, as the mind of the Spirit to enter your mind. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So you must be in the will of God. That's when it begins to respond to you. If God's will that you pray, then you pray. If God's will says, have faith, then you have faith. You don't hold on to the natural realm. That's not your source. If God says it's your source, then God is your source. Amen? You never have a foreclosure in your house. You will have more than enough. In the name of Jesus. How that will happen is none of your concern. You just give it to Jesus. If you operate in fear, you will have fear answers. If you operate in faith, faith goes to work. Faith is your servant. It goes and does the work. That's what the scripture says. Faith serves. So I'm connected to the word. He sent the word. Faith sent. Faith goes and comes back and does what it needs to do. It goes with the word and the word is sent. But you need to learn to send the word yourself. The word goes out there and search and come back. And the spirit goes and search the hearts. Who are the people God have assigned that will be a blessing to your life? Who are the people you have to connect with to bring the solution that you need to an issue? The spirit knows. And he will direct your path. He will lead you in an unusual place. You don't know how it's going to happen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Well, it said nobody knows the way the Holy Ghost works, but we know he works. True. Back to Ecclesiastes. I read this in one of the evening services. I'm just going to read it quickly, and then I'm going to move on to Galatians. So Ecclesiastes. Go back to Ecclesiastes 11. Mind of the Spirit. Remember, the Spirit has a mind, so ask the Spirit to enter your mind. Say, Holy Ghost, enter my mind. Let that be my mind. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. Is that not what it says? Jesus has his own mind. And his mind speaks to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost speaks to us. Somebody shout hallelujah. I have an excellent mind. I think correctly. I don't think garbage. I don't think stinking thinking. I think excellence. Because my God is an excellent God. I think well about everything good. Because my God is a good God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 5 of Ecclesiastes 11. Say, as thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. Who is the maker of all things? God is the maker of all things. The Holy Ghost have his own way. Somebody shout hallelujah. When there is no highway, he makes a highway. When it looks like you've hit dead end, a new way is open for you. Did he not open a way for Abraham when he was going to sacrifice Isaac as an offering? Did he make a way? The ram was in the thicket. It was always there. But it was made visible when he obeyed God. Somebody shout hallelujah. God said, I got my own sacrifice. I got something. Somebody shout hallelujah. You never know how it's going to happen. Did he make a highway for the children of Israel when they had to cross the Dead Sea? Dead end was sea. There's no other way. The Egyptians were right behind them. Did he make a highway? The Holy Ghost have a highway. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, make a way for me. Make a highway for me. The ways of the Spirit that no man knows. Make it for me. In the name of Jesus. If danger is coming, the Holy Ghost will make a highway for you. Direct you to a different direction. It might just look like you got lost. You never got lost. You just went the right way. So that you are protected from the disaster that is coming. Somebody shout hallelujah. I don't know how many times we've flown in the plane that there's going to be a problem. The Holy Ghost shows up and makes sure nothing. We're not part of that. Somebody shout hallelujah. The God who made heaven and earth, maker of all things, will make a way where there is no way. Did he not say, I am the way? That's his name. His name is the way. Somebody shout hallelujah. Did he not say his life? So he can increase our life. Who says your time is up? Only you can say your time is up. You can negotiate with God. Did Hezekiah not negotiate with God? The prophet came and said, your time is up. Hezekiah said, no way, Jose. We're not going anywhere. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because of him, the sun was turned back. How many degrees? 10. You should have said 15. You should have said, 60. And he get more years. Somebody shout hallelujah. So, Holy Ghost wrote the scriptures. So, all scriptures are inspired by the Holy Spirit. So, those things are there for you. You can take it higher. Somebody say, I'm going higher. I'm going higher. Anytime Jesus spoke to the disciples, he said, well, do what? Come up. Come up higher. Come up here. He never said, come down. He said, come up. Go read the scriptures. You see, say, come up. Somebody say, I'm going up. Where is heaven? It's not down? You think that was a mistake? God likes up. Where did he say we are? Head, not tail. That's what the Holy Spirit says. And that's what I am. It's not a tail speaking to you tonight, it's a head. Your life is head. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm head in health. Your health is deteriorating, just say I'm head. I'm head in health. When anybody's healthy in this city, that's me.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah. You stick with the Holy Ghost. How all everything will work together, you don't know. Somebody shout hallelujah. All right, one more scripture, and then we're going to go to the old, back to the scripture I want to bring to us tonight. Galatians 2:20. You must learn to die to yourself, to the flesh. The flesh profit what? Nothing. So why focus on the flesh? If something does not profit you, what are you doing with it? Only you can answer that question. The flesh does what? Profit what? Nope. If it's nothing, doesn't have any profit, then get rid of it. You can't kill yourself because your body, your spirit lives in your flesh. But it says don't focus on the flesh. Flesh needs a lot of caring. Every day we have to bathe it, wash it, clean it, right? Feed it, comb the hair, brush the teeth. Every day. You can't brush your teeth today and then that's it for the month. Everybody will run away from your neighborhood. Right? The flesh has a lot of work. But the spirit does not have so much work. It's quick. Somebody shout hallelujah. So reverse your order right now. I live in the spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. The flesh is just your house. I don't scrub and clean my house every day. I clean just mostly the kitchen more. Right? Some of us will pay somebody to come and clean the house. And then we are not paying somebody. Do you vacuum every day? I say you have little kids. If you don't have little kids, you don't vacuum every day because you don't dirty stuff every day. Probably vacuum twice a week or once a week. Some people will vacuum once a year. I told you the flesh has a lot of work. What is creating all that dust? Your windows are locked. We live in a winter country. You don't leave windows open during the winter. You're trying to save heat or your hydro bill is going to be high. So where do all those dust come from? From your flesh. Dust bag. You just move and you see the dust bag. You don't even see it. Things are just shedding. That's your skin shedding every day. So if you don't wash it, you're not going to have a glowing skin. You have a lot of dead skin sitting on the living one. You must exfoliate. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. But you still have to be gentle with it. You can over scrub it or you destroy it too. Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So your body is also important. But don't focus on that. Okay, Galatians 2:20-21, this should be part of your life. This keeps you focused. 2:20, say I'm crucified. We're talking about your flesh because you want to live in the spirit. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, which flesh? In this body. I'm living inside this body. The person speaking to you right now is my spirit speaking using the mind. Somebody shout hallelujah. The voice you're hearing now is the voice of my spirit. You've never heard my body speak. But I use the instruments. My tongue is part of my flesh. But you need the spirit to give it life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So every day you must live by faith through the Son of God. So what's your residence again? What's your house address? God. You live in Christ. That's your residence. getting too quiet again. Either you're thinking, don't overthink, just flow. Somebody shout hallelujah. You live in God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Christ is not dead in vain in my life. He is alive in me. And because he's alive in me, I will also live also. Jesus, while he was on the earth, he hears the Father. Whatever the Father tells him to do, so when he wants to feed the people, he heard the Father say feed. Because the Father didn't say feed the people, he wouldn't have done it. 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Because he has to give thanks. Who does he give thanks to? He gave thanks. And suddenly, because the Holy Ghost was present, the food multiplied. Somebody said, we always have enough to eat. As the Holy Ghost living in you, you will always have enough to eat. Somebody shout hallelujah. I don't know how much food I got this week. Different people have brought me food. Somebody shout hallelujah. Even today, our sister here bread me halal bread. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. I won't eat it today. I'll start tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Why? I give thanks and I eat it. Praise God. Another one the other day made me a spring roll. Somebody shout hallelujah. Another one again made, I don't know what they made. So I've had about 5 different food given to me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Did I pray about food? No, I never pray about food. God just does it. Praise the Lord. Brother Paul here supplies me with meat all the time. Praise the Lord. I didn't finish all the one he gave me yet, but if he has new one, he asks me, do you want some? I always say yes. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, the other time he said, I have a big fish for me. I say, just save it. I'll take it when I'm ready. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God will supply your need. Whatever you need, he will take care of it. Sometimes not because you even need it, because he's just generous to you. Amen. So you can give thanks. So give thanks about everything. The more thankful you are, the more benefits come to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last time I went to do my nails, I did not pay for it. Somebody paid for it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So God will take care of everything you need. Say, God, take care of me. The Holy Spirit knows. Just get in there and let the mind of the Spirit overtake your mind and let him do what he has to do. Somebody shout hallelujah. Never get envious of anybody else. Just say, God has more than enough. Amen. He's not an earthly father. He's made enough provision for every one of us. Amen. All 7 billion plus people, there's provision for all of them. He's the father of all. But some people don't know their rights. So they just suffer. Now, suffering sometimes, they are righteous suffering. But the suffering that is of the devil, never accept it. Say amen. The righteous suffer because of persecution of the word's sake. That's the only one. Because of the word. If it's not because of the word, fight and get out of there. All right, let's go to Ecclesiastes. Not Ecclesiastes, Ezekiel. Man. Ezekiel chapter 1 is an interest, is just a fantastic chapter. You wonder sometimes these things are in the Bible. Yes, God put them there. Somebody say Ezekiel 1. There's so many things in here. Now, the whole chapter has, I think, 27 verses, chapter 1. So I encourage you to read it. Sometimes when you read it, it might not make sense to you, but read it anyway. Amen? Okay, it said that now it came to pass, verse 1. Read from my... It came to pass. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month. So how specific is that? Year, month, day. So we're not the first one writing year and month and date. The Holy Ghost knows about those things. Somebody shout hallelujah. It took time to write it because it's important to write it. When God does something good for you, write it down and give thanks. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Sheba. He's a captive. He's no longer living in Israel. He's been carried away into Babylon. It's almost like somebody's been taken away, harvested from their home, taking somewhere here, the Holy Ghost. You cannot keep the Holy Ghost captive. It still show up. Holy Ghost can still show up in prison. Somebody shout hallelujah. Did he not show up in prison for Paul and Silas? He did. Somebody shout hallelujah. Holy Ghost has no limit. He can enter anywhere he wants to enter. Here, Ezekiel is taken into captivity. And he's by a river, Sheba. And in this place, you know, you can say Sheba or Kebar, you know, Kebar. It's a river that is far as a Babylonian river. That the heavens were what? Open, and I saw visions of God. So the enemies came and took him. He's in the enemy's land. And guess what? Even in the enemy's land, God was showing him heaven. God can show up anywhere. Say, God, show up in my life. Anywhere I am, show up. Holy Ghost is not limited to place and time. He can show up anywhere. Say, show up in my life. Show up in my location. The heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. It's not just one heaven that was open. He saw multi layers. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. And he saw visions of God. Glory to God. He said in the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoshin's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi. So it's from the Buzi family, like your first and last name. So you can say like Hammon's family, Ephesino's family, Omolola's family, like that. Somebody shout hallelujah. So he's a priest. You mean they captured the priest too? Yes. Not only the priest, they captured the king also. Everybody's in captivity. But somebody did not let captivity stop them from looking up to Jesus, being Holy Ghost minded. Your situation should not tie you from looking at the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're unstoppable. Amen. You must choose not to be stopped. Amen. Say, I choose not to be stopped. Your circumstances never has anything to do with you. Rise above it. They are just circumstances. Circumstance. They must go away. Temporary. I know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Said the word of the Lord came, verse 3, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of Chaldeans, by the river what? Sheba. So I told you in Babylon already. Right? And the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came. So this is around Iraq area. Those area today. Babylon. Alright? And I looked, and behold what? This is his vision. When the heavens opened, this is what he was seeing. And behold, a whirlwind came out of the north. A great cloud and a fire holding itself. So in this city where we are right now, the north is this way. That's west, and that's east, and that's south. Somebody shout hallelujah. So while he was there, he was looking north. And then this is what he saw. Somebody say Holy Ghost. So Holy Ghost will show you. Holy Ghost is showing Ezekiel the priest. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire, enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's a fantastic vision. This morning, I showed you the video of as they were playing the horn, and then you could see, did you all see that? The circle? Right? And it's funny, if you look at the circle, you see the cloud going inwards. Did you see that? Man cannot make that. You couldn't paint that or make it happen. So from now on, never doubt that your God is alive. You've seen it with your own eyes. Somebody shout hallelujah. Next time the scripture says there's a cloud of glory, you better believe there is. But those people didn't see it once in a while. They saw it every day. It led them in the day, and then pillar of fire by what? Night. What an amazing, fantastic. That has not stopped. We just need to get back and say, God, show me. Somebody shout hallelujah. So this was happening. There's amber color, almost like a yellowish glow, happening. Fire, cloud, all enfolding, all within inside. And brightness, all inside. And in the middle of it, there's fire. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Holy Ghost of fire. It says you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. And John the Baptist said, I will baptize you with water, but there's one coming who will baptize you with what? Fire. Because the Holy Ghost is fire. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 5. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and everyone had four faces, everyone had four wings. So somebody write four faces, four wings, and what did they have? And their feet were what? Straight feet. So me and you, when we walk, our feet is like this. Right? But their feet is like this. And it looks like hoofs. Calf feet. Did you see that? But say they came in likeness of a man, but they have four faces. Each of them. How would you like to see that? If that creature, some of us see that, I say I'm out of here. So fast. And some of them, their heart is not strong enough, heart attack. You got to be strong in the power of his might to handle the Holy Ghost vision. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. There are creatures that you've never seen. And these are heavenly creatures. Somebody shout hallelujah. And their feet were straight. And the sole of their feet was like the sole of calf's foot. And they sparkled like the color of burnished amber. Their feet had sparkling. So next time you see me wearing my bling bling clothes, God likes blings. Somebody shout hallelujah. God likes it so much he made your feet sparkles. Is that in your Bible? I told you the Holy Ghost always likes to have fun. Why is God writing all these scriptures for us? What is the meaning of it to inspire our life? Say God loves me so much. God loves it so much. Look at what he's doing. Just four creatures. Four living creatures. They were not dead creatures. Verse 8. And they had the hands of a man under their wings. They have wings, but under their wings, there's hand of a man. You have wings, like feathers, and then you also have what? Hand under the feather. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, I'll tell you, some people would have been home already. They would have left a long time ago. They go into this world, might say, oh, were you doing drugs? What kind of crystal meth did you take? Right? Say, Lord, open my eyes. Are you sure you still want God to open your eyes to see God's vision? Yes. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm going to try to hurry up. My time is wrapping up, but if you want, I'll take extra 10 minutes today and wrap this up. Amen. Is that okay? Amen. Even when you don't say okay, I'll do it anyway. Praise the Lord. Verse 8. And they had the hands of a man under their wings, on their four sides. All four sides. What is four sides? Like this?
Like that.
So how many hands is that? Is that part of your scripture? On their four sides. Four faces, but they also had hands. On four sides. Hand of man. How many hands do we have? On two sides, right? But these ones they have like this. My God, it's good, though. Praise the Lord. So, he said, their wings. Oh, what did I finish? And they had their faces and their wings. All right? So, their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went everyone straight forward. So, all four of them, not only that, they joined. So, you didn't only see one freakish creature in our own mind, but they are not freakish. They are God creatures, living creatures. Somebody shout hallelujah. Join together. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. Anywhere they go, they don't turn. So they only move like this. Forward. God always wants us to move forward. Say amen. We don't advance back. When you look at the armor of God that you put on, you don't have any armor for your back. You have everything, head and body. Somebody shout hallelujah. Make sure you stay focused. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went everyone straight way forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they had the face of a man, the face of a lion, on the right side. And the four had the face of an ox on the left side. And they four also had the face of an eagle. So, face of a man, face of a lion, face of what? Ox, and face of an eagle. So when you look at their face, you're seeing this four. So that's four sides. There's no other place. One, two, three, four. North, south, east, and west. They have it. There's a face. Would you like to see one of them here right now? Somebody. Praise the Lord. Somebody say no, they don't want to see that. See, somebody say thank God for Ezekiel, the prophet. He saw this and he was able to write it down. Amen. And he's in captivity. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Nobody can stop you. God's going to show up and show you wonders. Signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They all four, all of them have that. Thus were their faces. All the creatures that they had, they are all strong creatures. Like man is number one strong. Lion is strong. Ox is for what? What do we use oxen for? Farmers, strength. They can till the ground. They have power to pull. Somebody shout hallelujah. Eagle can go as high as they want to go. Soar. King of birds. Somebody shout hallelujah. The lion, king of animals. The ox, king of farming. So all dimension, God took care of it. And man, the ruler of all those things. So God equipped to show what he's going to do with his people. Verse 11. Thus were their faces and their wings were stretched upward. So wings up, remember they go one direction. So see, this creature is just moving one direction. They don't move any other direction. Thus were their faces. And their wings were what? Stretched upward. Two wings of everyone were joined one to another, and two were covered their bodies. And they went everyone straight forward. Without what? This verse 12 is what I want you to really see. I need verse 12, and I need one more verse. But for you to get there, I had to read some of these scriptures. And they went everyone straight forward without the Spirit was what? To go, they went. So you can't go anywhere. The Holy Ghost must direct. Even the living creatures, it was the Holy Ghost's direction. They couldn't move except the Holy Ghost say move. And when the Holy Ghost move forward like this, they move. Somebody shout hallelujah. So what is the Holy Ghost's direction? Forward. It's not a backward person. Same with man. The Spirit of the Lord moved Jesus. The Bible says Jesus was led into the wilderness. Matthew 4, read from verse 1. So he was led into the wilderness by what? By the Holy Ghost to be tempted of the devil. Why? He needs to overcome flesh to move in the Spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I must overcome my flesh. Next time your flesh is telling you what to do, tell your flesh, shut up, we're not doing that. We're going to do what the Spirit is saying. I'm moved by the Spirit. I'm not moved by my flesh. Discipline your flesh. You are in control of your flesh. The Holy Ghost is controlling your spirit, and your spirit is controlling your flesh. Not the other way around. Somebody say, I'll discipline my flesh. Next time I tell you to be a bad boy, a bad girl, you just say, we're not doing that. I got places to go, and I got Holy Ghost adventure, and you're not stopping me. Somebody shout hallelujah. We're not listening to you. We're going to do what the Spirit says. So human and the spirit creatures that God made, they must move by the Spirit. Say, Holy Ghost, move in me. They go and they went only where the Spirit moves. Verse 12 again of Ezekiel 1. And they went everyone straight forward, whither the Spirit was to go. They went, and they turned not where they went. They did not dare to do the opposite. What about me and you? You can't be a child of God and do whatever you like. You must be Holy Ghost directed. If you're not following the instruction of the Holy Ghost, you're a rebellious person and you're deceiving yourself. And rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Somebody say, I'm not a witch. I'm a Holy Ghost filled child of God. Disobedience is as a sin of witchcraft. Rebellion is as the spirit of witchcraft. I am not any of that. Somebody shout hallelujah. The pattern has not changed. Holy Ghost direction. Holy Ghost cruise control. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 13. And as for the likeness of the living creature, it's still nice describing the appearance. As for the likeness of the living creatures, the appearance was like burning coals of fire. And like the appearance of lamps, it went up and down among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. So you look at them, all you're seeing fire burning, and you're seeing lightning. You can see it through them. But they have feathers. They have wings, but you can still see it. Why? Because the God we serve say we are light. You are made exactly in the image of God. Because the Holy Spirit is leading them and they are spirits. Spirits. This is description of how the Spirit looks like. Say the living creatures. They are spirits, and we are now seeing the description of how they look like. Somebody say, you look better than you think you are, and you look fierce. Somebody shout hallelujah. Fire and lightning and light. We know that's not the devil, because devil is darkness. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say lightning. Is that in your Bible or just mine? Verse 14. Make sure you read it properly when you get home. And verse 14. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of flash of lightning. Remember, they're going one direction. The forward. But that forward, they're able to go forward and still appear where they were before. How can that be? It's unimaginable. Is that in your Bible? And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of flash of lightning. So it goes like the... They were moving at speed of light. How fast should we move? I remember preaching a message on light, that we can move faster than anything created. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 15. Now, as I beheld the living creatures, behold one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with the four faces. How were they wheeling? They move on their faces. Have you tried walking upside down and then your face? They have four faces, right? Man, ox, lion, and what? Eagle. Whether upside down, sideways, because the Spirit can move any direction. Somebody shout hallelujah. Remember, they couldn't move except the Holy Ghost moved. The Spirit has to move, then they copy and they move. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, I gotta hurry. Okay, let's just read. I'm gonna go. I need a verse in I think we're almost there. So let me read. Where did I stop? 16. And the appearance of the wheels, Ezekiel 1:16. And the appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of beryl. That's like topaz stones, precious stones. Somebody shout hallelujah. Jasper. We have like in Canada, I think we have jasper. We have the stone jasper here. You even have it in area. There's like red jasper, but these are like almost like yellow one. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as if as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. So he was seeing a wheel within a wheel. Was seeing the rim of the wheel. When they went upon their what? Sides. Four sides. They have four sides and they travel on four sides. You can used to say, how can that happen? But well, if you saw the Star Wars movie, there was one little robot that they made. The robot was going where? All sections. Every side. So now it's no longer unimaginable. That's man can make robot that goes on all four sides. So don't be. See, if you think flesh, you say we can do it. Except you lie down on the ground and roll around. But they were not lying down on the ground. They were moving. And they're moving on their faces. On all four sides. And when they went upon their four sides. And they turned not when they went. Remember, they don't turn back, or they're able to return back with light that is inside them. May the light of God that's inside you take you to where you need to go and bring you back. In the name of Jesus. And when they went upon their four sides and they turned not where they went. Verse 18. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful. What's that word dreadful? Huh? Yes, like terror, fear. When you look at it, it's not something you really want to look terrifying. Awesome or terrifying. That's what it is. Dreadful. And their rings were full of eyes round about them four. Wow. Wheel within the wheel, when they move, all you could see was eyeballs. The Bible says God has seven eyes, but these creatures have eyes everywhere. When they move, it says they look dreadful. It's scary to look at. Did the Bible not say, when your enemies see you, they will fear your dread. They will be so scared of you. May you become scary to the devil and his cohorts. He look at you and say, ah, wrong address. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. He goes, ah, get out of here fast. That is how the Holy Ghost is present in them. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, these are things that God made, but you are made in his image and likeness. The one who made them made that. Do you know what you are made of? None of us know. We just know a little bit, but we shall know. As we ought to know. Somebody shout hallelujah. Most of us don't know we are, but we know. The little we know, let's use it. Say amen. Verse 20, this is the verse I was coming to, verse 20. Whithersoever the Spirit is all on, verse 27, and then I'm going to stop. Verse 20, here's the Spirit again. Whithersoever the Spirit was to go, they went. Who's leading again? Everything you're saying here is Holy Ghost control. They went. Thither was their spirit to go. So we're talking about the living creature, their spirit. Everything's got to move by the Spirit. That's how God designed it. Whether you're the living creature or human creature, you must move by the Spirit. Whether you're the Son of God, you must move by what? The Spirit. The Spirit leads. And we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Say amen. You go when he says go. You come when he comes. That's why, you know, sometimes I'm a little bit hard on you. Like earlier today, I said, how can I ask for 6 people to come and there was delay? There shouldn't be delay, if you understand. You got to move when the Spirit moves. So fast. Somebody shout hallelujah. What am I doing? I'm training us to get to where we need to be. You need somebody to train you. Somebody shout hallelujah. You need somebody to what? Train you. Now, if you take offense about that, you really need help. Not that I care, it does not affect me. You can be all offended, and I know you're offended, but I ignore you. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you just see people's spirit. You see what they're doing, but I ignore that. It makes no difference to me. Because I'm not living there. You're the only one stewing in that. I'm not in it with you. You're killing yourself softly, so get out of that. Don't live in poison, live alive. Say amen. Say amen. So when you're offended, you only hurt yourself. You don't hurt anybody else. So get out of that. Offense will stew you and eat you up. It's acid. Acid in your body begins to react and destroy you. There are things created in you to help you, and there are also things created in you that can turn against you. So I don't want anything created in me to turn against me. I want them to work for me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, if you go see the doctors, they tell you every human being have cancer cells. That's what they say. But I say I don't have it. Right? Now, all cells can turn and become cancerous. But you have the power. How do I know that? Because the Bible says anger is as rottenness to your bones. Where does marrow come from? Your blood produced in the marrow. Where's your marrow? In your bones. Say anger is what? Rottenness. What is rotting? Yeah. Destructive. So you have that in you. So it can turn. So that's why God tells us, be angry and do what? So get angry, get over it fast. Somebody shout hallelujah. When you get over it fast, who are you doing it for? For me. I'm helping myself. I'm not going to help you kill me. I'll help myself. I'm alive. The spirit's alive. And I'm going to be alive. And especially if you don't deal with it after a while, you don't know where it started and where it's going. It's out of control. It's like wildfire. You can't control it anymore. Does God get angry? Yes. Does God have wrath? He said there's a day of wrath coming. He made you, so anger is fire. But let the fire be in your bones that brings life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You see people, they get angry after a while, they start huffing. Have you seen them? You've never seen anger. Some people, they get so angry, blood can start coming from different directions. You see blood drops, like the skin breaks. So none of us in this room have been that angry. You would have seen it. But there are people who get angry like that. They get so angry, they taste blood in their mouth. Somebody say their bone is getting rotten by the second. Say, I'm delivered. Somebody shout hallelujah. So there are things within you that can destroy you. But from today on, may everything within you begin to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Catch yourself and then turn around. Holy Spirit, help me. And declare the Lordship of Jesus over your life. Jesus is Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. And get back in the spirit. Okay, let me finish. I said, 27. Where did we stop? Somebody help me. You guys are not even helping. Praise the Lord. Huh? 19. We're almost there. I know, 20. I was doing 20. So now I'm going to 21. So the spirit, verse 20. When these went. Okay? So as the spirit moved, they move. And when those stood, what? These stood. So move, move. Stand, stand. And when those were lifted up. What is he talking about? He's talking about the spirit. Whithersoever the spirit was to go. So when the spirit stop, they stop. When the spirit move, they move. That's the life of a child of God. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear, but I'm moved by the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. If he wakes you up in the night and say, pray this type of prayer, get up and do it. You don't delay and say, let me make coffee first, have some tea so I can be awake before I do it. You get up and you do it fast. Because somebody's life depends on that. Or your life depends on it. 21. And when those went, these went. And when those stood, they stood. And when they were lifted up from the earth, the wolves were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. Where is our spirit? Our spirit is in our body. But the spirit of the living creatures lives in the wheels. And the wheels have eyes. So their spirit was in the eyes. Say, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see. I'm almost done, verse 27, and then I'll finish. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of terrible crystal. So they have the firmament. Like when you go out there, you look up at the heavens, they have an open heaven over them, and it was like crystals. What a splendid creature they were. Do you know what is covering your head? The Bible says it's the glory and the lifter of your head. You got your own covering. Somebody shout hallelujah. There's a covering. When you walk every day, wherever you're going, there's a special covering over you. It's showing us how the spirit is of the living creatures. How much more your spirit. And when they went, I heard the noise of wings. Did I finish that? They were covered on every side. When they went, I heard the noise of wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty. So wherever they move, you start hearing wings. You hear great waters, like waterfall. Like waterfall. Have you been to Niagara Falls? It's fantastic. If you've never been, take a holiday with your family and just go. It's one of the natural wonders of the world. Just see that water keep coming down every day, every day, every day. And then when you go behind the falls, it's even more fantastic. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said he was hearing the noise of great waters as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech. So he was within that water noise, voice of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. And as the noise of an host when they stood, and they let down their wings. Host, heavenly host. Hallelujah. When they stand, the wings are up. When they're moving, when they stand still, the wings come down. Amen. Covering their feet, covering their side, lifting up. And when, verse 26, we got two more verses and we're done. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne. Somebody shout hallelujah. So they have the crystal, then they have what? Firmament that looks as of a throne, as appearance of a sapphire stone, that's like blue stones, lapis lazuli, sapphire, they're blue in color. They might be red ones, I don't know, but I like the blue ones. And as the appearance of sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of what? As the appearance of a man above upon it. Now who sits upon the throne? The Lord himself. Somebody shout hallelujah. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of the round of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw it as the appearance of fire and the brightness round about. So from his loins here up, there's amber color and fire, but from his loins down, fire and light. Somebody shout hallelujah. When you say the fire of the Holy Ghost, there is fire. Remember, the Holy Spirit was there leading. Say, let me be changed right now. Verse 28. And as the appearance, that's 28 is the last verse. And as the appearance of the bow that sent a cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. So you have the crystal above their head, the firmament. Then you have another one that's what? Of the throne. Then you now have the rainbow. Is that not the description of the throne room in Revelation? This is Ezekiel before John the Beloved. God is showing them heavens. Somebody shout hallelujah. And these creatures were able to move there and move down. Somebody shout hallelujah. And all this is happening in captivity in the land of the enemy. And God is showing this. Say, God, show me. Verse 28, the B part. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face. And I heard the voice of one that speaks. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, when he shows up, you're going to see Jesus. You're going to see heaven. You're going to see things that you could not even imagine. And all you can do is just worship. Fall on your face and glorify his name. Father, bless your word in our heart. Quicken us and let the Holy Spirit enter us. And let the Holy Spirit lead us. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. For the Spirit of the Lord is within us. For the Spirit of the Lord guide us. Guide us, O great Jehovah. Comforter and friend. Teacher. Move in us. Convictor. Convict us. In the name of Jesus. Show us the ways of the Spirit. And lead us by the Spirit. In Jesus' name we declare so done. Amen.